Well, bless God for you this morning. We greet you in divine love. Great to have all of you sharing with us this morning on this, our first Tuesday morning, first 15 prayer call in the month of June. As the first half of 2015 is coming to an end, certainly God has been faithful to each and every one of us. And I want to thank God even for your faithfulness in this discipline of prayer. So many of you every week, this is where you are, and we just bless God for you sharing with us as well. As always, every Tuesday morning, we like to give a special greeting to our first-time visitors, those of you who may be sharing with us for the very first time. We want to say a good God bless you this morning to you for connecting with us, and we really, really thank and appreciate God for allowing us to connect in this time in prayer. The first time you're a visitor, the second time you're a partner. And we want to encourage you to come back and share with us every Tuesday morning as we just come together and touch and agree through this mode of conference call in prayer. And we pray that it ignites something on the inside of you that causes you to experience God in a way that you haven't before. I want to just encourage everybody on the call this morning, always be in a position where we are inviting someone or we are compelling others to get closer to God. This is a tool and an opportunity for us to do that just by inviting somebody to connect in prayer. I believe that prayer is the key that can change any area of our lives. Amen. So we certainly want to continue to do that. This morning, I want to do something that I hadn't done in the several years that we've been having this prayer call, and that is I want to talk about the same thing. I want to pray about the same thing that we shared on last week, something significant, something significant. I just can't shake that out of my spirit, and I want many of you to begin to really work that word that God had given unto us, that something significant is happening in our lives. Over these next few days, during these summer months, I believe that we're going to see some significant progress, some significant breakthrough, and some significant areas of the impossible being done in our lives. In fact, last week I gave you Mark 10 and 27 to meditate on, and I want to stay right there, and this week I'll read it out of the Message Bible because it says it a little bit differently. It says, Jesus was blunt with them, and he said, no chance at all if you think you can pull it off by yourself, but you have every chance in the world if you let God do it. And so God is saying, the thing that I'm going to do, you have no chance at all pulling it off by yourself, but you have every chance in the world if you just let God do it. Why? Because God works in the realm of the impossible. What people cannot do, God has the power to do. And I don't know what that means to you as it relates to your particular situation, but God has the power to heal when people or doctors say healing is unavailable. He has the power to approve when people say that approval is not possible for you. He has the power to reconcile when everything else looks like it's torn down and that there could be no way that it can come back together. The chances of it happening with you doing it is slim to none. The chances of it happening when God does it is every chance in the world. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, we have to be so very, very fervent in our prayer life. Fervent in our prayer life, consistent in our prayer life, because prayer is so powerful that everything, and I do mean everything, has the capacity to be affected by prayer. I'm going to say that again. Everything in every situation in your life has the capacity to be affected by prayer. That's how powerful prayer is. No matter what the origin is, prayer is an important part of God's prescription for your situation. And this is why we have to be fervent in prayer, because when we pray, heaven responds. When we pray, heaven begins to answer our prayers. And that's how we receive the wisdom, and that's how we receive the power for change and for manifestation of God's word. This is why every single one of us, every day, we have to bathe in prayer each day so that we won't be forgetful of the promises and the power of God. Actually, when we pray and pray on a consistent basis, what happens is we're training our spiritual senses. We're becoming sensitive in the spirit. See, praying, what it does is it saturates our conscience with the reality of the spiritual world. It saturates our conscience so that it becomes more and more of a reality to us, even though we know we don't see it in the physical realm. This is why praying is so very, very important. And when God gives us a word, we have to pray that word through. We have to hold on to it, even in the spirit, if we want to see manifestations. A lot of times we allow the enemy to come and kill the unborn manifestation of God's word in our lives because we don't hold on to it in prayer. We don't develop it in prayer. We don't cover it in prayer. And praying the promises of God, that's what it does. It attunes our spiritual senses to hear God's voice, and it sharpens our sensitivity to everything around us that speak in God's performance. Today, as we pray and as you go out throughout your day, you watch how everything around you is going to start speaking to the performance of God in your life. He's going to start showing you through conversations. He's going to start showing you through small things that God is working on your behalf and something significant is happening for you. This is how we grow in maturity in God. And this is how we are trained to remain faithful to the things that God has called us to. It happens with prayer because everything has the capacity to be touched by prayer, to be changed by prayer. And we have to see that. God said that there's something significant that's going to happen in our lives, and we can own that word. We can begin to say, God, I receive that today, and you start praying significant change over every area that needs that application. He says we're in a season of significance, and there are some things that are going to happen for us right now as we pray and as we continue to pray that word over our lives. It's going to grow stronger. Our conviction is going to grow stronger, and our faith is going to get stronger. And this is how our spirit will begin to override any type of doubt and any type of worry that the enemy is sending to us because we are now stepping out and believing by faith the word of the living God. Today, again, God is doing something that is impossible, something that cannot be done with man but can be done with God. I don't know who this is for this morning. I do know that there is an overwhelming burden in my spirit to continue to speak this over your life so that your expectancy may remain high and even your prayer life may remain fervent in the things that God has called us to do. I want to pray that this morning with you. I thank God for all of you sharing and connecting with us. Something significant, something significant, something significant, hallelujah, is happening in and through your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you and we bless you this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you that today you had brand new mercies when we woke up. You had brand new grace that was available to us, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We can't live effectively without it, and so we glorify and magnify your name for that. We thank you, Lord, again, for health in our bodies. We thank you right now for the strength of our minds. We thank you right now for the peace that remains in our spirits, God. We just glorify you and magnify you for who you are in our lives. You are a great God, and you are blessing us even now as we would stand in this posture of prayer this morning, God. Father, I thank you and I bless you today for the power that prayer gives into our lives, Lord God, that every situation in our lives have the capacity to be touched by prayer. And so we thank you even today that as we touch and agree in the spirit this morning, that every area of our lives we're going to cover and saturate in prayer. We thank you this morning for your divine word that you have spoken to us, Lord, that you have released to us in this season, a word of significance, a word of change, a word of something that's going to happen that's impossible, but it's possible with you, Lord God. We receive that word this morning, and we glorify and magnify your name this morning, Lord God, that it shall come to pass. So I just ask, even on this morning, Lord God, that we will become firmly planted in the revelation that you are releasing in our lives, Lord God. I thank you even now that you are going to confirm and reaffirm in us, Lord God, that we are in a season of significance, that there are some things that you are doing, and it's not by power, and it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord. And so we thank you today, Lord. We receive it right now, even in our spirits. I ask now that that word will just begin to swell on the inside of us, Lord God, that it'll begin to swell in our spirit. It'll become so strong, Lord, that we're going to keep speaking it in the face of whatever it is that we're confronting with, that we're going to continue to stand on it no matter what's going on around us, that God says that something significant is happening even in our lives. So I pray right now for any person that is weary, any person that is tired on this morning, Lord God, I ask that you would just keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. I ask that as they would bend their ear in prayer, that you are going to begin to release a level of peace and strength over their lives, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you even for that right now. Even for those that's carrying the burden of somebody else this morning, Lord God, I pray even now that there's going to be a significant breakthrough for them. Somebody that's in the midst of spiritual warfare, somebody right now that's suffering on the behalf of somebody else, Lord God, I declare and I speak that there's going to be a significant release over that situation, even on this morning, Lord God. We love you and we bless you even for that, Lord. I pray even now, God, that as we will begin to go throughout today, that you're going to keep us emotionally whole, that you're going to keep us, Lord God, in a position where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We're going to have the capacity of our sound mind. We're going to have a capacity of a vibrant spirit, Lord God, that we are going to be able to go throughout this day, and we're going to be productive. We're going to be fruitful. For you said, Lord God, that when we are fruitful, we glorify you, Lord God. So I thank you even today for productivity in our lives, that things are going to begin to progress and move forward, and we're going to begin to see manifestation in every area of our lives. Father, we just love you. We bless you. We honor you and adore you this morning, Lord God. We are running with your word, that something significant is happening in our lives. Thank you for this brand new day that you're giving us, God. We're going to do our best to glorify you in every hour that you have given unto us. We love you. We bless you and adore you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you again. Listen, I want you to hold on to that. I want you to write that down in your phone or in your journal, that something significant in any way you can begin to express that. We have to begin to give voice to God's word. And as we give voice to God's word, angels then become attracted to God's word, and they perform the word of the Lord. So begin to declare that over your life while you're getting dressed, while you're driving today, that something significant is happening even in my life. And there's an angel that's assigned to your life, amen, to perform God's word over your life. God is operating in the realm of the impossible, not the realm of the possible. If it was possible, we could do it. But if it's impossible, that means only God can do it. And we thank and bless God for all of you that's connecting with us. Listen, I want to invite many of you out to our Bible study class. Man, God has just been doing some things through our Bible study classes on Wednesdays. There's two classes we have, either 12 noon to 1 or from 7 to 8. And I want to see you there. Make that a priority as you commit to growing in the things of God. You can also bring your young people out if you're in the Hammond area. We have, of course, Youth Month that's underway here in our ministry, and we have ministry designed specifically for your young person in the month of June, your teenager, your youth. Just bring them out, and we promise you that their lives are going to be impacted as well as they even would grow closer to God this summer. So it's going to be a summer of significance for them as well. Listen, let's go out and be productive today. Speak that over your life, that my day is going to be productive, and we know that God is going to be glorified in and through that. God bless you and God keep you. I thank you so much for connecting with us. I look forward to sharing with you again on next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.